Log Talk Radio. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those
every hour I need. just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come. Come ye sinners, poor and needy, bruised and broken by the fall. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pardoning love for all. He is able, he is able, he is willing, doubt no more.
And brothers and sisters, I'm waiting on my phone to connect to my hotspot. Thank you. Sister Powell, can you host?
Because yes, I couldn't get on.
Okay, well. Someone's on, Sister Brenda is on, so we can go. You can go ahead and pray for him.
All right, let's pray.
I'm gonna have the line. I'm gonna open it and close it, so I'll be on here. So go ahead.
As I am on my phone because I can't get on the Black Talk.
I have your line open.
All right, let's pray. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Thank you, Lord, for this blessed preparation evening as we join to bring joy, fellowship towards you, Lord, to give you thanks for all the blessing. We come before you, Lord, to allow the Holy Spirit to abide with us this evening, we pray. Bless us, we pray, each one who join on this line. Give us that peace that passeth all understanding and help us, Lord, that we will have a wonderful time with you this blessed Sabbath evening that is coming up. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Yes, Sister Leola, how are you doing?
Good, Sister Powell, your
Hello?
Line is open. Your line is open. Sister, you can go ahead. Sister Powell, you can hear me? Your line is open. You can go ahead.
All right. Yes, my dear beloved, welcome once, welcome all. Welcome this evening. Sister Leola and myself will be co-hosting tonight. Sister Carla is not here, asking you all to remember her in prayer. And as we are entering into the Sabbath day of rest, help us, Lord, that we keep our hearts, our mind focused, stayed upon you. So this evening, right, we're going to read. I just opened the Bible here. And, you know, this is the last day event for this evening. And I opened the Bible and what the chapter that came up, and I said, I'm just going to read a little scripture passage here, chapter 2 in Proverbs, right? And we're going to read a few verses of it. It said, my son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou chasest after knowledge and liftest up the voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hidden treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of God and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He laid up sound wisdom for the righteous, and he is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. So God is expecting his children, his sons and daughters, to ask him for the wisdom from above, the knowledge from above, and also understanding, so that we may able to walk uprightly in the truth that others can see Christ and Christ alone. So as we all plead into the Lord, asking him each moment for wisdom and understanding, and all knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, that we will come up to that standard that God wants us to be. So I just want to thank God this evening that I can be here, myself and Sister Leola and others, that we can join to fellowship one for another, and to give God the praise. So, though doing, my dear beloved, if there is anyone who is of all the blessings that God have given unto them, and they want to share their testimony, their praise in a song, also, so do, you can press number one, and the line will be open. Thank you.
Amen, amen. We have one that's on. Let me open the line, Sister Power. I want to say good evening once again, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola. As Sister Power has said, I'm co-hosting with Sister Power. So, Sister Power, that's 985-232. It's on the line with a hand up. And your line is open, 985-232. Amen.
Be with you, Sister and Brother. This is Sister Brenda calling from home, Louisiana. I just have to take the time out to get on tonight because I need to ask for some prayer for myself. I'm dealing with a lot of congestion. I suffer some chronic sinus and stuff, and I'm congested very bad. I've got chills, fever, and bones aching. All that just flare up at times because I already deal with it. And it's not COVID because I went to a doctor, so they didn't find it to be COVID. It's just my immune system. I forgot my main vitamins, and I didn't know they was missing. So my immune system was lacking. So when we had a change of weather over here, I didn't take them, so I got sick. It was sore throat. So I just wanted to get on and share with my brother a prayer. A friend to call him from home, Louisiana. I'm sharing a prayer. Dear Father, we lay down our lives to walk the path of righteousness. We will give without spreading, excuse me. We would lay down our lives to walk in the path of righteousness. We would give without sparing in love. I'm holding, I can't say it right. Without expecting anything in return. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, give me some peace and compassion to all I just had, Lord. Jesus' name. I just like to get on and say a little something. I'm not going to stay too long. So I just ask your prayer for me and my family. Prayers that's been right and our family that's missing and coming on. And just pray for all of us in around the country and just each and everyone. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Should Brother Brenda, Brother John coming on, Sister Brenda?
You're right here.
This is Brother John. I can say hello to my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. And yeah, we my wife likes to say it a few days sitting being sick and I've been doing as much as I can to help out, like mashed potatoes, green beans, cooking a lot the last few days.
Yeah. Mm.
Most of the healthiest things I could think of, and some bananas and fruit and the healthy things, and water thing, you know. Yeah, and vegetables. I just say vegetables and fruits and things like that. And that the Lord want us to eat too, you know, want us to always eat all the time. And that's what we do, try to eat it all the time and drink healthy as much as we can. But she's improved a lot for the last few days, though. It's good to see. So, like I said, I keep on giving my support and helping her out as best I can. And just keep praising God, thanking God that she's doing better. And we'll just keep on keeping on. So God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother John, Sister Brenda, that you were there to take care of your wife. You see, oh, God is good, God is great. And you are there to help her, and, you know, you saw what God had been doing because he told us that he is the healer, he is the great physician, and he promised us, right, that he healed all our diseases and cleansed our iniquities, and Jesus is the healer. We saw that, you know, everywhere that Jesus went, my dear brother John and Sister Brenda, and there were sick man brothers and sisters who come to him, and he healed every sickness, Lord. Now, we heard not some of the sickness, he healed every sickness. So we are so grateful to know that, you know, Brother John and Sister Brenda, that our Lord is the great physician and he's also the healer. So you were the great physician with your wife during this week, few days that you were sick and you were there to minister to your dear beloved wife. And you know what? This is a blessing. So I just want to give God thanks to know that you were there. You were not at work. You were there so that you could look over and take care of your wife. So that's a blessing. Thank you again for sharing, Brother John and Sister Brenda. And we know you soon be well by the grace of God and our faith to trust in him that he is able to do all things. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Then you press number one and Sister Leola open your line.
There's no one just yet, Sister Power, but I wanted to share, but I'm getting my scripture. Ecclesiastics, I think it's Ecclesiastics, verse 4, 9. Give me just a second. And the scripture that I wanted to share is coming from Ecclesiastics chapter 4 and verse 9. And God always speaks of two people. And I'm reading, Father in heaven, once again, Father, I'm asking for the blessing of the reading of your word. And I want to thank you, Father, for giving us this word that we can understand. And this speaks of the things that's happening today. In Jesus' name we pray. And it says, Ecclesiastes verse chapter 4, verse 9, it says, two are better than one because they have a good report for their labor. For if they fall, then one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he had not another to help him. Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm telling you, God is good, sisters and brothers. And it says in verse 11, again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? God, the word, and if you read up, it tells you about the second. And God is so good. When John was speaking to Sister Power about how he's helping Sister Brenda to get, because sometimes she can't move or she kind of aching. Now, my husband, he come home feeling a little bad. I had to fix him some hot tea. And I'm helping him. And that's why I say, Sister Power, going in, you can go ahead. Because Brother Ray is feeling kind of bad. He's coming down with something. But I just praise God when he says two is better than one. Sisters and brothers, God knows best. He knows everything. And when I read this thing here, I learned long time ago when I read this, two better than one, God is trying to teach us something. You know, that's why he say we must get along and love one another, because that one person that may need your help and you need to help, that person will help you. It doesn't matter whether it's your husband or somebody. I'm talking about if you living in a house, there's two people living in a house, that person, because I've heard this. Well, I'm going to give you this story. Nobody on right now. Well, we have somebody. I'm going to give you a story. I was working at Dillard's at one time, and this lady, she was prejudiced. And I told her, I said, what if you were sick and you need my help? You know what she told me? Let me die. So I heard some news about her. And when someone told me that she died in the house alone, there was no one. To help her. She did die in her house alone. It was years down the line, somebody told me Miss Diane died and she was in the house alone. So you know that the word is power. So that's what I wanted to share, how God blesses us. So amen. Thank you, Sister Power, I want to thank God for me sharing, because my line, I'm hosting with Sister Power. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for just sharing and just reading. Yes, my dear, it is best for two than more. Two you know, will be at all time better than one individual. And as you were sharing a while ago, the incident with Brother Ray, Brother John, and also Brother Ray, Brother John testified a while ago that his wife wasn't feeling well during this week, and he was there to minister, to help, right, with whatsoever he could do. He spoke about the food, right, healthy food and healthy drink that he had made and cooked, right, and he was able to minister to his wife. Then you came on, my dear beloved Sister Leola, and you were sharing with Brother Ray that Brother Ray was at work today, came home, and he was not feeling well. And despite you have the line to go on, you open, but you went and you ministered to him by giving him something to, some hot tea to drink and look after him. So God is so good. He is so great, my dear. And my testimony so far with it, that the two is better than one. This morning, my brother and myself, we went and we got a lawnmower. And the lawn was really bushy because of the rain falling. The grass sprung up and all the little trees and weeds. And he went out there and he was doing the lawn. And my dear beloved, I could not allow him alone to be just out there doing. And meanwhile, he is doing the lawn. I had the scissors, the big scissors, was trying to clip off the bushes on the line, you know, the bushes on the wire, you know, the partitions, you know. And I was there just, you know, with the scissors, and it was so, you know, it was like nothing I was doing, my dear beloved, you know. But when I saw him doing that and I doing it, and in a jiffy, we all complete that little task, you know. And I am telling you, it's good when we can unite together, and that is what the Lord wants us to do, to unite together, to share, right? The fences, you know, I was just cutting it off the fence, and, you know, it looks so good, right? So whatsoever we do, right, as the Lord said, when we're going out to evangelize, He told us about two by two, right? You see, so two actually is better than one in the scripture that Sister Leola just read a while ago. So let us, we continue to pray, pray for family, and we know the family is wife and husband and children, so let us continue to lift them up and pray that God will pour out his blessings upon them and that they will be able, dear God, to go out there and share God's love towards others. Thank you again. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press number Amen. One and your line will be open.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Okay. They have not pressed one. Brothers and sisters,
okay.
Press one. You can go ahead, Sister Powell, and tell them.
Okay. Yes, my dear, as we are facing, actually coming up for prayer, my dear beloved, and we will wait until others, you know, join us. I have the book here with me, as today is last day event, Great Controversy. And as I was reading An Eternity with Christ, you know, An Eternity, and this is chapter 42 in this book. And just a little quote until someone else come on. It said, here is a story of a battle that never takes place after a preparation that involves a whole nation. The story of Satan last fight for supremacy, and then a view of the great white throne and the final judgment. And the awesomely beautiful heaven that for God's people, you hear? Even though it's going to be the final judgment, and also it will be a great battle among the nation with Satan. It is telling us, and then a view of the white throne and the final judgment. And the awesome, beautiful heaven that for God's people. So, my dear beloved, despite of the trials, despite of the tribulation, despite of all what is going on, and while we know that Satan is at work, our Lord Jesus said, it is going to be beautiful, the place that he has gone to prepare for us, the place that he will come again to receive us. It is going to be beautiful, and that is heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So that is our expectation and also the hope that we want, you know, to be. It said the story of the end of sin and of the life in the new earth. So therefore, my dear beloved, each one of us is on the line. When we get victory over sin, the Lord is saying we are on our way to heaven, to that new heaven and earth that he had promised us, our new Jerusalem, our new home, our mansion, where we will walk on the streets of gold. This is what the Lord promises people, but my dear beloved, we have to get rid of sin. Is there anyone else joining Sister Leola that they would like to share? I just picture that beautiful heaven that we all, if we be faithful, will be there.
There's someone else, but make sure they want to get on. Ask them if they want to press 1 if they like to share.
Is there anyone, if you join, welcome once more. You know, and if you would like to share a testimony, a praise report, a song, a prayer, just an encouraging word, you are so free to press number 1, and the line will be open.
Okay, Sister Powell, they probably had pressed 1, but my computer just updated. So let me open the line for 518-650. Your line is open. I'm sorry about that, but the computer, it goes around. And when I update it, everybody else popped up. So, amen. Go ahead, brothers and sisters.
Oh,
amen.
Hello, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York. God is a good God. Because this evening I went, let me give you my praise report. I went to buy something at a store, and I did not get it. And I walk by Sister Powell. And as I walk by Sister Powell, she drove up. And she bring me to buy to a store, a far store. So God is so good. God is just a mighty and a powerful God. His name is worthy to be praised.
Mm-hmm.
I thank him for all he has been doing because he's so good to me. Whenever time I need something, he always provides something. Whenever time I'm going somewhere, he always sends his angel to encamp round about me. So I thank him for sparing my life throughout the 6 days of toil and labor. And now I come this evening. I want to sing. Can I sing a song?
Sure, sure.
Time is short.
Sure, you can sing. You can sing.
Don't forget the Sabbath, the Lord our God has blessed. Of all the week, the brightest, of all the week, the best. It brings repose to labor, it tells of joy divine. It beams of life descending, with heavenly beauty shine. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Keep the Sabbath holy and worship him today. Said to his disciples, I am the living way. And if we meekly follow Savior here below, he'll give us of the fountain whose streams eternal flow. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Day of sacred pleasure, each golden hour well spent in thankful hymns to Jesus, the children's dearest friend. O gentle, loving Savior, good and kind of heart, Oh, precious is thy promise to dwell in every heart. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. And I'm going to read Hebrews 4, verses 4 and 5. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not into because of unbelief.
Amen.
Heavenly Father,
amen.
Bless the Sabbath. You have sanctified the Sabbath. You have set the Sabbath a day as a day of rest and gladness. As we all come before you this evening, O God, and your holy Sabbath day. Heavenly Father, please wash us, please cleanse us, please anoint us, O God. Lord, if we have done anything throughout the week that is unlike you, God, please forgive us. Hold us and fashion us into your likeness and make us into what you want us to be. We are unworthy, we are unholy, we are undone, we are nothing good. But God, because of your grace and your mercy, we are not consumed. Because your compassion fail not, it is due every morning. Father, great is your faithfulness. We come this evening, O God, not because we are good, but we come because we are sinners and we need your help, we need your strength. We need your Holy Spirit to encamp round about us, to beat back every dark light and let the bright light shine so that we may see your holy face, God, and we may see you in your glory. Father, do not forget us, O God, and help us not to forget you. Just help us to hold fast, God. The time is fastly approaching, O God, so help us to be saved. We need to be saved, dear God. Help us to call upon you, to live for you, to do all we can, O God, to make it. Because, Lord, if you see that we do not reach the mark, O God, and we are trying our best, you will help us too. So, Father, be with each and every one of us on the line this evening, God. Single, married, sick, naked, O God, we come before you because we need you, Father. We need you. We are unworthy. We need a double portion of your Holy Spirit. Help us to put away pride, to put away sin, to put away everything from us that is unlike you, God, and to come boldly before the throne of grace so that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Help us not just to keep today and tomorrow, but, Lord, each and every day is a day that we must remember that you is God. And whatever we are going through, God, and whatever we need and whatever we have, do not belong to us, God, because you give it to us, and it's yours. So help us to be faithful in giving, O God. Help us to share. Help us to do what you would do. Help us, Jesus, forgive us of all unrighteousness and cleanse us from all sin. Hold us and fashion us into your likeness, dear God. Father, heal the sick, feed the hungry, close the naked, open shelter for the homeless. Freely you receive and freely you give. Be with every mother, every father, every child, oh God, everyone this evening at heart breath. Not just here on the line, but all over the world in diverse places. So many people are struggling. So many people need help, dear God. Send your help. Father, I freely receive and freely you give. You're a God who never changed. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. So Lord, as we come before you this evening, God, help us to remember that you are a God. You love us with an everlasting love, and you send your son to die on Calvary so that we are here. So take full control of everything, Lord, and let everything be done according to your will. Father, have your way. Let your will be done. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering, Lord. Thank you for what you have been doing, what you're doing now, and what you continue to do. I pray and I give you thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for the song that we must not forget the Sabbath, and also the scripture passage, scripture reading, that the Lord is telling us that we are supposed to be obedient to the Sabbath, because we do know that the Sabbath is going to be a test in this world, and the deceiver Satan wants to save us and want to allow us that we will be fooled by God's law. But God said, young man, young woman, we must abide with this law that he have given unto us, and we here as a people, as we come and we sing and we pray and we read his word, listen to the writing and also of prophecy, so that, you know, we will be well equipped as a representative of Christ to go out and do his will. So, my dear beloved, as the Sabbath is drawing near, we are asking each one of us, you know, to just picture, you know, they have heaven and eternity, and just picture what God has said to us. If we be faithful and be sealed, we will reach heaven when he comes for us, when he comes for us, whether we are asleep or we are alive. So, my dear beloved, if anyone else, before we go into prayer, I think the speaker always join around 8:30. So we are still here. Mm-hmm. Asking everyone if you want to share, you
Sister
can
Powell,
share. Yeah,
yes, Sister Powell, we have two more that want to say something, but brothers and sisters, Sister Carla usually opened the line for Brother Ricardo about 7, I think about 7:10, I'm not sure, but we have a little time to pray. If you say something, I'm asking that you be very brief, because we want to give the speaker enough time to bring the message, please. So, Sister Powell, you have two more lines that's waiting, and I will open the first line. Please be brief, because we want to be able to pray, sisters and brothers. Okay, I'm going to open the line. I'm sorry, that's 843-206. Your line is open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath, my beloved. This is Sister Tymiko from Florida. I just want to give the Lord praise and thanks and honor for everything he has done for me, my family, and for everyone, that he's continued to bless each and every one of us tonight on the prayer line. So I thank him and praise his holy name. Amen. And I do have a scripture to share. It's taken from Psalms 100, and it brings out here a song of praise to the Lord's faithfulness to his people. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and his sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I give the Lord praise and thanks for bringing me to another new week. I thank him for safe travel and mercy. And I thank him for giving me a place to live. And I'm so grateful for all of your prayers praying for me. Thank you all. God bless you and have a blessed and happy Sabbath in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tymiko, for joining reading Psalms 100. And also, as he said, make a joyful noise unto him. He wants us to praise him. He wants us to, you know, give thanks for all the things that he has done for us. So it's good when we can praise the Lord and
with all our heart, soul, and our body. So we are expecting each one on this line here tonight to, when they finish, when the line is completed, that we all will receive the blessings that the Lord wants to give us tonight. So again, if there is anyone else who would like to share, we ask you to press 1, that your line will be open. Amen, amen. Sister Leola, is there anyone else? All right, is there anyone else who'd like to share? Can you press 1 that your line can be?
I'm sorry, Sister Power. 347-622 line is open. I was on mute.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. I'm Sister Marilyn, and it's a pleasure to be with my brothers and sisters another Friday evening to give thanks unto the Lord. Thank you for sparing my life and for healing me and for protecting me over the week and my family members. I would like to share something, but it's kind of lengthy, so I'll put it off for another evening. And I just sing you one verse of a song.
Amen.
Coming up. Yeah. The song is Revive Us Again. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, praise and the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, then the glory, revive us again.
And that is it. Have a beautiful Sabbath, everyone.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Marvin, for joining, and also for the song, Revive Us Again. My dear beloved, he is there to revive us. Only he can revive us. And if we praise him and bring glory to him, despite of what we are going through, he is God. He is the King of Kings. And if we have faith and believe in him, we know he will revive each and every one of us again. And when he revives us again, we have that hope of that sealing, you know, that he will seal us to eternity. So, my dear beloved, let us keep striving to be the master, striving to reach that goal, striving so that you can go out with the truth and share with others. Thank you again, my dear, for coming and also joining us. Is there anyone else who'd like to share?
No one else. Sister Powell.
Okay.
Prayer.
Well, who will be the speaker tonight before we go in prayer? Sister
Brother
sister.
Ricardo. I'm sure that is Brother Ricardo. Uh-huh.
What time he will be coming? 8:30? That's the time.
He's coming. As soon as we're done pray, we need to begin prayer because he's usually on at 7:05, 7:10.
No,
sir,
not for goodness. All right, so we'll be going in.
Yeah, he done pressed 1 already. Let me open his line. Maybe he have a share, one to share or something. Let us open his line. 786, this is Brother Ricardo.
Yes, happy Sabbath, everyone. How are you, my sister?
Happy Sabbath.
Amen. I just want to give God thanks for all. I just want to give God thanks for his goodness, for his mercy for each and every one of us, so we can hear each other's voice again. In spite of what is going on in the earth, we know that we have a high priest that's in the heaven. And we know that as long as we have a high priest, there is hope. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Brother Ricardo, for joining us so early and those encouraging words. that we have a high priest who is in the most holy sanctuary, who will guide and who will lead us, and who promised us to take us to heaven when he comes, when this world, this same world that we are all in, one day, soon and very soon, it will come to a standstill. I was just reading some little instruction, and before we go in prayer, Brother Ricardo, what Satan planned to destroy God's people. We know that Satan is planning to destroy God's people, and it states here, as the people of God approach the perils of the last day, Satan owed earnest consultation with the angel as to the most successful plan for overthrowing their faith. Lord, let us continue to pray to God that Satan won't do that. You know, we have to trust God. You know, he stands for of overthrowing their faith. He sees that the popular church are already lured to sleep by his deception power, by pleasing sophistry and lying wonders. He can continue to hold them under his control. Therefore, he directs his angels to lay their snares, especially for those who are looking for the second advent of Christ and enduring to keep all the commandments of God. So we saw that, and my dear beloved, we know if we trust God and if we be faithful to the Lord, you know, we will be able to be sealed, and Satan won't have any chance at all. But we have to keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus, and also each moment ask our Lord to cover us under his robe of righteousness in Christ. That is the only way we are going to stand. Yes, my dear beloved, now is the time. Sister Leola, we can go into prayer. Our speakers on the line, and my dear beloved, you know, during our prayer, we are asking you all to have a silent prayer for our speaker, that the Holy Spirit will use our speaker and present fresh bread from heaven, so that our heart will be filled. So, Sister Leola, is there anyone else you would like to pray, and then I will do the closing prayer, and then the next voice you will hear is our speaker, Brother Ricardo.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Okay, brothers and sisters, be in prayer with me, and we all pray together, and it's more power, so let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you, Father, on this Sabbath day that you have truly blessed us once again, allowing us to see this holy day, this day that we partake of the bread of God. Father, forgive us of our sins, wherever we fell short, Father. And now, Father, as we are about to hear your word, Lord, and that we may turn from the sins that God say that forsake them and truly follow him. So now, Father, as we about to walk upon this word, I pray that you bless our brother. I'm asking that you be with him and his family. Lord, give him a power from off high and that he can preach this word, Father, because I know that everybody don't know and don't understand everything that you give us. But may he speak clear, Lord, your word, and that we can understand something, because what the word is showing us now, all the things we had learned in the past, we have to change that, and we have to be retaught. So now, Lord, as we get that fresh bread from heaven, we asking that you feed us with your word, Lord, and give us wisdom and give us knowledge, and we need understanding. Bless us tonight, Lord Father, and every prayer that has been requested, Lord Father, I'm asking that you would bless and help each one that's in need of prayer or wherever they need it. Thank you, Father, for this blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Leo. We just close another little short prayer. Father, again, you said we must pray without ceasing. We want to thank you for this blessed preparation day coming up to the Sabbath, that you have given unto us. And we want to thank you for where you are now in the Most Holy Sanctuary, doing a great work, Lord, investigating with that book open of life open. Father, we are asking you, please, to allow each one of us named to be there. Help us, dear Lord, that we will continue to follow you. Thank you for your written words that you have given unto us, Lord. And help us, Lord, that as you show us, Lord, what Satan is going to do with your people, allow us, dear God, that we will keep our eyes, our heart, our mind fixed upon you. So this evening, as my dear sister had presented, each and every one to you, dear Lord, we all here agree upon all the requests, and we know that you have the power to do it. Let your will be done. So we want to thank you, and we lift up our dear brother Ricardo once more to you and his family. Continue to pour your blessings upon him and the words that he will present to each and every soul, Lord, that we will receive them with clarity, dear Lord, and we will be able to be willing to go and share with others your truth, Lord, because you told us you are happy, you're glad to hear when your children settle in the truth. So the truth, Lord, have to be mentioned, the truth have to be talked, the truth have to be in everything we do, Lord, so that people will know that your coming is near and your commandment is truth, Lord. So we just thank you. Bless each heart and help us to be faithful, we pray in Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, my dear, thank you all. I'm asking you please to get your King James Version Bible and also your tablet and also your pen and notebook and be ready to take some notes, my dear beloved. And the next voice you will hear is Brother Ricardo. Brother Ricardo, you can so carry on. Thanks.
Yes, my sister, can you all hear me?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I have a prayer request before I start. Davian Samuda, one of my family members. He was in the faith before me, but, you know, he backslid and he into the world. And the devil is just using him in the family and causing chaos in the family. You know, like he acting like a female, you know, female bringing news, and I'm not into that, so I'm away from my family members. Some in Florida, Jamaica, all over the place. So they bring news back and forth, and they always call me and saying this and that. But you know, family matters. Just asking you all to pray for this little young man, if you can write it down, Davian Samuda. I believe that the enemy take him over, and we just have to pray. So I'm just asking you all to pray for this young man, because also he disrespecting his mom, his grandma, and I don't know if we have any young people, any young child, boy or girl, disrespect your mother or your father, you will never get ahead. Curse will follow you until your day you die. Until that young man or young girl come to the understanding and to ask for forgiveness from their mom and dad and ask God for forgiveness, until that curse can remove. I have a friend in Jamaica, and he used to deal with his mom. He even go further and to hit his mother. And it's worse come to worse. He end up in badness. They end up kill him and his baby mama, mother, with the young baby in her hands. So I'm just telling you, beloved, when you disrespect your family, I'm telling you, if any young man on this telephone, any young woman on this phone right now, on this Vesper Day, if you have your grandmother up, if you have your parents up, your father or your mother, even if they did you anything wrong, and you have them up in your heart, a curse is over your life. The Bible says, obey your mother and your father, which is the first promise. That your days may be longer. So if you disobey, you mean you're cutting your lifespan short, cutting God's blessing away from your life. And I see it. My brother used to flourish. and he's not there anymore. It's just Satan taking over his life. Some people will not say this, but beloved, you have to be transparent. You have to be straightforward. So I'm just asking for prayer. I just put it on my heart to tell you all. It's serious. But in my heart as well. Because God even showed me in the past that this young man will get so bitter because the spirit of the demon on him, the spirit so bitter you can't even talk to him, even for his good. Can't even sit down and have a conversation with him. I know he's demon possessed. Because nobody in their right mind can do the things that he do. And Jesus Christ is coming. And many gonna lose their soul. Beloved, this is serious. A lot of us, we are under curse because of the things that we do. Deuteronomy 28. They are spiritual curse. They are spiritual, beloved. And I come to the knowledge of these things and have to ask for forgiveness of things that I have done to people, parents, where you don't listen to your parents. And then I ask God to revoke this curse from my life. Then I start to see the blessing, beloved. So we must understand and come to the realization of these things. A lot of us are still struggling, suffering. And some of us have internal sickness because of the things that we've done in the past. I will never truly go to the root cause. I will carry bitterness. Some of us parents even die, friends die. I will never make it right. You have to go pray like Daniel. Lord, forgive us. Forgive even our ancestors of what they have done. Forgive our great-great-grandfathers of all the things that they have done. Because God said he's going to visit the iniquity of the first and third and fourth generation. Because these sins, they never confess, never remove. And us, beloved, we have the consequence of these things. We are not guilty of their sins, but the consequences. Look at David. When David did what he did to Uriah, wife, and said that Uriah, his soldier, his faithful soldier, God forgave him, but he come with consequences. The sword was turned upon his house. Two brother turned against, one brother whatever do whatever to his sister, and Absalom turned against his father. Absalom killed his brother. Then Absalom turned against his own dad. Then Absalom lose his life. Can you imagine the grief in David's life, the pain, he go with it to his grave. But yet God forgive him. So beloved, when God say we must not do these things, do not do it because it brings pain, it brings suffering, it brings consequences in our life. And a lot of us, we are going through these consequences and we are blaming God. Don't blame God. Blame yourself for your disobedience or your hard, stiff neck. We have to come to the reality, beloved, because a lot of us, we are a Christian. I'm going to pray, but I'm talking to somebody today. I have a message. The mystery of God. You are going through pain. You are going through suffering. What it is. What you did in the past that caused these things upon your life. A lot of people out there are suffering. A lot of things, okay, you give your life to Jesus, all is well. Jesus said, peace I leave you, not as this world give it. My peace I give unto you. He said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome. In this world, you're going to have tribulation. If you want to be in good standing with God, he said, obey. If you obey, blessing and life. If you disobey, and curse. Beloved, the word of God, it is living, it is alive. Let us not take these things for granted. Jesus loves us. Let us pray, beloved. Just talking to you briefly. Happy Sabbath, everyone, again. I just have to pour out my heart to you, beloved. We all need each other. We see what's going on in the world. We all need each other to encourage each other, to strengthen each other. When I come on the prayer line, I come here with joy, beloved, because I do not know who I'm talking to. I do not know who getting the word. But, beloved, it is not my word. They are coming from Christ Jesus. And I'm just praying and saying, Lord, give me touch my lips, touch my brain nerves, that I may speak to somebody, that I may bring up, lift somebody's spirit, that I may give them hope through your word, that they may see Christ, hear Christ through me, my voice. Jesus love you, Advent Light. First time listener, regular listener. Jesus Christ is coming back. It's time for us to live up to the word of God. And even if you realize that you are weak, tell him you are weak. Tell God you are weak. Say, Lord, I am weak, Lord. I have my desire. I want to do this, but Lord, yet my desire is pulling me here and there, Lord. I want to do my own thing, Lord. I really want to do your will, Lord. Beloved, we have to talk to God straight. Lord, you know, forgive me of my sins. No, beloved, God wants you to come to him. Be specific. Be sincere. Be real with God. Be real with him. You and I know where we are in our walk with the Lord. He wants you to come up a little higher. Jeremiah 33, verse 30, she said, call upon me and I will show you great and mighty things you know nothing of. God wants to show us mighty things. God wants to blow our mind. God wants to leave us speechless. God wants to leave us so we cry and say, Lord, what a God we serve. God said, I'm more willing to give, just as a father and mother willing to give their children good gift. I am willing to give you more. Abundantly, above all you can ask or think, according to the power that works in me. But give him some time. He wants time. God has personality. He has feelings. If you want to get to know somebody, what are you going to do? Spend time with them. Give him 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Cut off everything, cut off the whole world, everything, the phone, the device. Give him some time, Advent Light. Who am I talking to? Talk to him. Pour out your heart to him. Be true. Even if you are ashamed of, don't want to pray around people what you are really going through. No one will understand what you are going through. Go somewhere then. Go in the car. And weep before him. Let those tears pour out. Sometimes you can't even find nobody to talk to. Sometimes you want to cry. And the cry will just release. Release the pain. Release the stress. Release the frustration. You want to talk to somebody who can understand, who can comfort you. I can comfort you, but Christ's comfort goes deep down. It brings an everlasting peace, an everlasting joy, an everlasting hope. Jesus loves you. He come and die on Calvary cross because he knows your pain. He knows your suffering. He knows some of us going to have brokenness. He knows some of you are going to have children. And you raise your children up in the right way of the Lord. But that child wants to do their own thing. And it brings pain to your heart. It brings suffering. It brings, cause you to even have more gray hair. Cause you to your face to look even whole. You look like you're on drugs. Because of stress. Well, let us pray. Father in heaven, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor. You are worthy to be praised and to be lifted up. I'm asking you to forgive me of all of my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence. I present my brothers and sisters before your presence, everyone in the hearing of my voice. Lord, you are coming. And this crisis again going to show us who is really our master. Is the power that be our master? Or is it you? Lord, some of us, we are confused. We don't know what to do. I don't know if I'm going to lose my job, oh God. We don't know this time because they are talking about this is the real deal. But Lord, your people, we are concerned. Some of us, we are fretting. But Lord, you say you give us the spirit of, you never give us the spirit of fear. But Lord, help this thing come to become reality. Help us to walk in your word. Help us to grasp and believe what you said unto us. You know our nature, oh God. We are so weak and feeble. One moment we up, another moment we are down. Sometimes we are up, we are down when we are not up on. But Lord, have mercy. Sometimes, Lord, we look at ourselves and we realize that we are not really true Christian. And we cry. And I say, Lord, we cry to you and say, Lord, have mercy. We want to be a true Christian. I want to be a true man of God, a true woman of God. Sometimes people say we are hypocrite, oh God. But sometimes it's true. But Lord, save us from ourselves. Save my brothers and sisters on this prayer line from themselves. They need you, oh Lord. They need your help. They need a touch. Pass them not, oh gentle Savior. They need for you to speak unto them. You know how to speak to your people. You know how to reach out to each and every one of my brothers and sisters on this prayer line so they can know that this is God. Sometimes, Lord, we are like little children. We need somebody to hold our hands. Lord, won't you hold our hands for us? We see we are children easy going astray. We are like sheep, oh God, scattered all over the place. We need a shepherd. Our, your shepherd, Jesus Christ, Father in heaven. Send your shepherd to my brothers and sisters to lead us, to guide us. Please, oh Lord, we need your help. We need your help. As you say in your word, man hearts are failing them for fear after looking after those things, oh God, which are coming up on the earth. Lord, have mercy. Give your people that holy boldness, that stamina to stand. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, and dare to have a purpose and make it known. These things easy to say, oh God, from the lips, reel them off our lips. But Lord, are we really truly believe what we are saying? All you and ourselves, we know, oh God. But when reality come, Lord, when the storm hit, oh God, we forget. We are told lest we forget how you have led us in the past. Lord, a lot of time that we forget, oh God. We forget how you have led us. We forget how you have come through for us in the past. We forget all of the miracles and the breakthrough, oh God. Lord, have mercy. Forgive us of our sins, oh God. Forget of your goodness in our past life. Forgive us, oh God, of the many mercies, many forgiveness that you should bestow upon us. Forgive us, oh Lord, when we don't see no way, you make a way for us. Forgive us, oh God, when we are going through difficulties. We don't see no way or we can get out of this. But, Lord, you make a way. When we look back, we say, that, Lord, I don't know how you brought me out of that, but you have brought us out, Lord. Lord, help some of us to go back in the past and see how you have led us in our past, oh God. See how you have delivered us from death, delivered us from pain, delivered us from bankruptcy. Deliver us from not having a job and to give us a job. See how you have led us in the past, Lord. You have delivered us from when people accuse us wrongfully, misuse us and mistreat us. And see you how you have comforted us, oh God, in the past. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon all of us, oh God, for we forget. We are forgetful people, oh God. That's when you say, remember the Sabbath day. Every time we read that scripture, remember, 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 because we are a people we easily forget. Lord, forgive us, oh God. Some of us, we are like Alzheimer's, oh God. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Please, Lord, save us. Save us, oh God. We are ungrateful. We are all ungrateful. We forget all of the blessings. How you have wake up is us each and every day. Oh, some of us, Lord, we come down with cancer, oh God, and you have healed us. Oh, kind of sickness, oh God, but you have recovered, we have recovered from it. Oh, our children, oh God, go astray, oh God. But you have bring them back, oh God. Lord, have mercy. For we all have forget when we pray, oh God. When we cry out to you, oh God, when the tears running out of our eyes, oh God, when we are fretting, oh God, when we are concerned how things are going to work out, when we do not know how the next bill is going to pay, we forget, oh God, we forget how you have led us in the past. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of all the things that we have done. Forgive us. Thank you so much, oh God, for your mercy. Thank you so much for giving my brothers and sisters for our neglect, for our ungratefulness. Forgive us. Forgive me. Cleanse all of us, oh God, and create in us a new heart. Give us a new start again, oh God. Clean our mind up. Clear up our understanding. Give us a deep discernment of your presence, of your will for our life, so we can walk in newness of life, so we can follow the pathway that you laid us before us, oh God. Help us to be too distracted. Help us, oh Lord. Help us. I pray. Please help us. Lord, you know our heart desire. But Lord, we are running ahead of you. Lord, you tell us you will give us our heart desire. But give us the patience, Lord. You know we are fretful people. This is all of our nature, oh God. We're easy to get frightened. But Lord, save us. Help us. Show my brother, oh God, my brothers and sisters, that you are still there. You are still there for each and every one of us. You never leave us nor forsake us. Even when we go astray, you still remain faithful. Even when we are not faithful to you, you're still faithful. You still rise the sun on us. The word said you have rise the sun on the righteous and the just and the unjust. See, Lord, you have given us food on our table when we forget about you. See, we have made plans, oh God, to go out places and do things. But you still protect us. Give us journey in mercy. Lord, help us to go back and to remember the things that you have given unto us. The prophets of old, they remind you, is not you the God who delivered the children of Israel? Is not you the God who parted the Red Sea? Is not you the God who fall manna in the desert to kill the children in the wilderness? Is not you the God who tell Moses to speak to the rock and water will gush out to quench the thirst of your people? Is not you the God? It's not you, oh God. You say you are the same God today and forever. Lord, heal my brothers and sisters. Visit them, oh God. They need you. They need you. Lord, remember that my brothers and sisters, all of us, we are weak. We are feeble. You say we are nothing but maggots. We are nothing but decorated dust. Lord, you say, Lord, we are nothing but flowers. And today we flourish, another day, next day we fade away. Lord, you say we are like sheep. And the last time I studied about sheep, oh God, sheep is foolish. Yes, we are foolish, oh God. Lord, have mercy. We are without shepherd. And we need a true shepherd, which is Jesus Christ and him crucified for in heaven. Save my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. Tonight is vesper, oh God. And some of us barely make it through this week. Lord, help us. Let your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's go to the scripture, beloved. Go with me to Matthew chapter. We're looking at the mystery of God. So before we go to the mystery of God, the Spirit of the Lord want me to go right here. I don't know who need to get the scriptures, but I'm going to give you the scripture. Go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles. Second Chronicles, I need you all to go there, beloved. This is very important. These verses needed. Very important for you and I. This can shift and change your prayer life the way you pray. You can remind God of what he have done for you. Remind him of what he have done for the children of Israel. Remind him that he is the God of the heavens and the earth. Remind him of you say you are the God, you never change. Look at Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 5. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 5. Jehoshaphat was in trouble. Listen to this. Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, this is just a side note for you all, and said, listen now, he reminded God of who he is, of what he capable of doing. Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel is in trouble at this moment. They're back against the wall. The man of God have to go back and remind God of who he is. Listen now, verse 6, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 6, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art thou not God in heaven? He asking God a question now. This is prayer now, beloved. Art thou not God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the Eden? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Verse 7, art thou not our God? The man of God is praying and asking God, claiming God's promise over his life, talking to God and saying, Lord, you are the same God, never change. Art thou not our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwell therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if then evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction. Listen. The children of the King Jehoshaphat is praying. Everybody is fasting at this moment. Praying. And said, we cry unto thee in our what? Affliction. Our trouble. Our difficulty. Then thou will hear. And what? Brothers and sisters, I'm giving you hope. I'm giving you confidence. You, when you pray, the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 6, yes, he said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. They that come to who? God must believe. What is your affliction? What is your problem? What is disturbing you? What is perplexing you? They that come to God must believe that he is a rewarder of what? Them that what? Diligent. What does diligent mean? Diligent. Diligent, beloved. So hear the man of God praying to God. He said, and cry unto thee in our affliction. Then thou will hear and help. What? Who going to hear and help? God. God said, if my people which are called by my name will pray, will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Where is God? Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their what? Their land. Why God need to heal a land? We are afflicted. And crying to thee in our what, beloved? Our affliction, our suffering. Then thou will hear. Don't read too fast, lest you miss the blessing. Sometimes you gotta read the word too fast. Some of us are too intelligent, beloved. Read too fast. And cry unto thee in our affliction. Sometimes you have to read and beloved. The word of God is not a regular book. You're reading God's blueprint for you and our life. This is God's presence. You have to read sometimes. It rip it in the mind. Go deep down in the soul. Who are you talking to? You ain't talking to a normal man. You are talking to the God of the universe. You are talking to the God who died on Calvary cross for you, beloved. And cry unto me in our affliction. Then thou will what? Hear. Why we don't see the answer? Because we don't believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Because we don't believe that when it comes to pass, he answers. And while we are speaking, while we are praying, when we are crying and begging, he says, I'm hearing. Because we don't believe, because he said, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? We don't believe. We pray on, we believe, but we doubt at the same time. God said, I can't bless you. Hebrews 3:12 said, take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. So hold it. So you're telling me if I have doubt in my heart when I pray, I am departing from who? The living God. So that means, beloved, that's why some of our prayer and the answer. How is it that you believe your job? You have so much confidence, so much faith in your physical job that you're going to get a paycheck at the end of the week. But when you come to God, who gives you the strength, the energy, the might to go to work on a daily basis, we don't believe when we pray. The Bible says if you believe, all things are what? Possible. But to man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. I want to go to the study, but the Lord is bringing me somewhere else. Listen, the man of God, cry out, beloved, and cry unto thee in our affliction. Beloved, sometimes when we really need me, beloved, we will go to the extra mile to get that job. We will go the extra mile to get that money. Why don't you go the extra mile and go tear down heaven door? Down with the prayer. Water heaven door with your prayer. Send up your prayer, beloved, in the affliction. You're not really afflicted. Are you slightly afflicted? Praise the thing. Oh, you know, Lord, you know I'm going through this. But, beloved, if you are desperately afflicted, the Bible says, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then will thou hear and help. Are you hearing this, beloved? Sister Leola can stay from where she is. I said, Brother Ricardo, but the only way I'm going to hear, she has to call me on my phone. But she can't stay from where she is, beloved, and God way up in heaven. She doesn't have to hope in her palm mouth. She cry out in her mind. But the Bible said God will hear and what? Help. Listen, verse 10. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast out of this, of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. So the man of God is praying unto the Lord. These people, they are coming to trespass our land. They wanted to get us out of this land that you've given unto us. You are the God who destroyed and overthrew Pharaoh, drowned him in the Red Sea before multitudes, millions of people. And the next day, the children of Israel are crying. Moses, you're bringing us all here to die in the wilderness. Why don't you leave us in Egypt so we can eat the flesh part? Lie. When you're in Egypt, well, if you don't eat that food too fast, they box that food out of your mouth. All day you have to do hard labor. You get so hungry, you get weak. And you can't move, they're going to beat you on top of it. This is what the children of God's children was going through. God's people was going through. We are like them, beloved. We look at the children of Israel and think we are better than them. We are worse than them, beloved. Can you imagine, beloved, they see with their physical eye. They see miracles. They see the God in Pharaoh's kingdom, beloved. Nothing but darkness, but the children of Israel have light. In Pharaoh territory, nothing but flies, swarm flies. But among the children of Israel, no flies. The stream, the river, the lake, everything become blood. Pharaoh, they can't drink nothing. The water in the cup become blood. Are you telling me the children of Israel got clear water can drink? They see this with their physical eyes, beloved. But Jesus said, blessed is he who don't see it. But believe these things. We have their experience. We have the New King James experience.
that we have all experienced. We don't. We are without excuse, beloved. We are told in the spirit of prophecy when we are going through anything, beloved, and we murmur, God will give you another cup, and that cup may become bitter, and bitter and bitter and bitter and bitter, until you learn patience. Then it can become sweeter and sweeter. Sometimes God allows us to go through things that we go through because he wants you to learn a lesson. Everything that you're going through, you must ask God, what lesson you want me to learn out of this, Lord? What are you trying to teach me, Lord? What is going on? God ain't going to bring you through a crisis, beloved, just for sake. There's a lesson to be learned. Look at verse 12 in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. I will come back to our studies. Lord, just bring me somewhere else, but bear with me. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. We don't have no might against the power that be. They own the market, the stock market, everything they own, beloved. And we are working for crumbs. Can you imagine, beloved? The children of Israel have everything. I eat and human come to Jesus. And Jesus said, it is not meet for me to give the children bread to the dog. Who is the bread? Jesus Christ is the bread. So you know the word Jesus said, it is not good enough for me to give my flesh to dogs. It belongs to the children. The power that be, they are the dogs. We are the children. But no, look at the turnaround. They have the bread and we are eating crumbs. How is that? The children of Israel lost their economy because of disobedience. And God sent them over to a foreign nation. Who's going to spoil them, mistreat them, doing all kind of crazy things to them? But the curse is lifted up when you accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. But it is not enough, beloved. You have to walk in newness of life. We have to walk in obedience. As a Christ can provide for us. So we don't have to beg him for crumbs. They own everything. What you own? Some of us, we hardly want to read the word of God. That's why you're not prospering. We are running down the things of this world. And it seems like you are running down wind. Get a little money, he's gone. It's gone. But beloved, the Bible shows us that, beloved, where we get good success. Where our success comes from. Spend time with God. Claim the promise over your life each and every day. We're not doing that. But let somebody come and want to talk about secular stuff. We have all the words to say. But let somebody come in your house and start to have Bible study. You fall in a seat. Demons don't want you to stay up. Because they got you where they want you to, where they want you. They show you that you are spiritually dead. Because no Christian, beloved, when you come to the things of God, you fall in asleep. That is something wrong. It is not natural. It is spiritual. Because how is it that, beloved, you can watch a movie and you will never go asleep? Because the demon, they are right where you are. They want you to be. Watch the movie. Because it does not benefit you. We can torment you more. We can keep you away from God more. That's what we want you. Stay right there. Keep you away from Jesus. Keep you away from falling in love with his word. The word of God is physical, is spiritual as well. Like when you eat the spiritual, the physical. When you eat a piece of bread, beloved, and the bread's so nice, you eat it. You want more. When you come to the word of God, you have that craving. You want more. You don't want to put it down. You have such a love. You can't put it down, beloved. You have such a longing. The word of God, it have moisture. You didn't even get thirsty. Because the Holy Spirit quench your thirst. I have to talk to you and give you a result, beloved. When you're in the word of God, beloved, you're in Jesus' presence. It comes with a peace that surpasses all understanding. When Moses go on the mountain, beloved, notice when he come back down from the presence of God, Moses' face was shining. If the children of Israel provoked Moses, the Bible says Moses was a meek man, the meekest man on the earth. Rebellious children provoked the man of God to anger and caused him to disobey God. You just want to live life like that, just every Saturday, just gather like this, go to church, go and hear a sermon and eat the food, Sabbath food, laugh, giggle, laugh, and go home, just like a routine, beloved. You don't even experience God. You don't have an encounter with God. You can't even see his power. Brothers and sisters, I don't want to live like that. I want to come up a little higher. I talked to God, I said, Lord, let me see your power. How is it that the disciples, they have such a power? How many people they are winning for you? Some of us are scared to go out. Man, you see, they're shooting now. Sun too hot, man. Girl, I ain't going out there. Well, my foot is hurting me. I can't go out there. But go to the supermarket. Yeah, we got to go to the supermarket for some groceries. Foot ain't hurting you now, huh? Read talk, beloved. I said God can't bless you. What do you think? Just look at a physical appearance. Parent, have that child. Go do this, go do that. Then the child comes to mom, I want this. If that mom have the wisdom of God, will she give that child? No. You have to be obedient to let your parents be willing to give you things. Just like God. God said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it day and night, that thou may do according to all that is written therein. Then thou shalt have good success. No, then thou shalt be prosperous and have good success. God wants to prosper us. He cares about us. Come into church, beloved. Come on the prayer line the same. Come the same, doing the same thing over and over like a cycle. And no change. God don't work like that. God wants to show his power to us. We want an encounter with God. Until you have that encounter, beloved, when you meet Jesus, your life will never be the same. You'll be on such a fire for him. People don't want to be around you because all they're talking about Jesus and his word and his goodness and his blessing and his love that he has that he wants to show you. He cares about you. Even though you ain't serving him, he's still carrying you through. Even though you don't even want to go to church, I read a Bible, you even give tithe, he still gives you a job. Even though you're still a rabbit, that's the God we serve. But for us Christians, he expects better from us. He expects better from us. It's not enough, beloved. If you just go into church and come and in the prayer line and go hear a sermon, eat food and belly full, and that's not Christianity, beloved. I want to go preach on the street, preach sermon, beloved, go to different places, help people when I can, try to take somebody off the road, the homeless, tell them about Jesus, go visit the sick. I want to be busy for Christ, be in the word, asking for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, for direction. What next, Lord? What do you want me to do? Another time we consecrate and say, Lord, I consecrate and dedicate myself to you. Really? What do you consecrate and dedicate to God? And you avail yourself to be used. Lord, I'm consecrate myself to you, but I don't want nobody to bother me today. Go to work, you grumpy. Don't talk to me. I ain't in the right mood. But you just pray and consecrate yourself. Lord, I consecrate and dedicate myself. Use me, Lord. But you're in a bad mood. So the enemy says, watch that one over there. No, she just prayed. He just prayed to you. Beloved, we have to change. That's why Jesus is saying that the children of this world, because the children of this world, they know what to do, just the things of this world. Because they are in darkness.
But the children of light, they expect better from us. He want the best for you. He's a gentleman. He ain't going to force himself. He give us the counsel. It's up to us because he said, you have set at naught all of my counsel and you will none of my reproof. What does the scripture is given for? Our scripture is given by inspiration of God and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. A lot of us, we don't want to be corrected. Who are you to correct me? I am holy and sanctified. Who tell you are holy and sanctified? Your lips. Are you sure you're holy and sanctified? Did the Holy Spirit tell you that? Where in the Bible tell you that you are holy and sanctified? Sanctification is a lifetime process. The Bible said, Jesus said, be holy as I am holy. Today you try to walk with him as the best of your ability. The next day, it's not suffice. You have to do it all over again. Constantly keep your mind and your thoughts upon him. Constantly try to memorize in scripture and quoting them in your mind to keep your mind that you may keep in perfect peace. Be constantly praying and confessing, repenting. Things that you see, you're not supposed to even see. Thoughts that come to your mind, you're casting on imagination and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. This is why God said, Enoch, walk with God. Spirit of prophecy, every breath Enoch is talking to God. Lord have mercy. Every breath Enoch talking with God. That's what God said, even though David did such a gruesome crime, God said, David, have a heart after me. Because he wants to please me. He wants to do the things that is right in God's sight, that will give him glory. Some of us want to give God the what less. We'll go through all the week and we'll come before God tired and popped down. We are told that when Sabbath comes, beloved, especially on the Sabbath, we must not overburden ourselves. Because Paul said, I beseech you, brethren, I beg you, brethren, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. If you're popped down and tired, the sacrifice, the body is not acceptable. It's weak, it's feeble. God don't want that. God said, I call upon you, young man, for you are strong. Young woman, I ask you are strong. Don't keep you at 65 in God's eyes, you are young. Are you with me, beloved? God don't want you to tire there to say, if I want the Sabbath come, you can't even stay up at this. You go into church, you're sleeping. Do you know that you are sinning? Because we are told that you're not supposed to even sleep in church. It is a sin, it is a disrespect to God. Why you don't go sleep in the courtroom when you know the judge about to call your name? Go sleep, though. Go sleep. The judge will like this, make you feel so bad. But when we come to our holy God, beloved, give him the respect, no? Let us reverence him, no? Let us do what he wants. He said, I will honor them that honor me. Do you know that? I want you to keep this word. If you forget everything I said, beloved, we're going to pray. God said, I will honor them that honor me. So if you honor God, you respect him, you reverence him, you show him respect. God said, give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Give unto God what belongs to God. And watch him bless you. Watch him bless you. Advent light, Jesus love you. Sometimes we have to give a message of the heart. This message is coming from the heart. God just bring me somewhere else. But let us pray. Time is far spent. Father in heaven, you have led me to speak to your people. Even though I speak to my brothers and sisters, I myself must take heed. I am in the encouraged of what I am saying. My spirit is uplifted because when we speak to others, oh God, it's supposed to be beneficial for whoever speaking, oh God. And it enlightened me as I speak to my brothers and sisters. As we are about to depart from the phone, I pray that somebody will say, Lord, I don't want to be like this anymore. I want to be a better Christian. I have to do more for my Savior. I pray, oh God, that somebody and tell you their condition, their current condition. Talk to you because you will never shun them. You will never forsake them. You will never run them away. You will listen. You will help us in the areas that we need help. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for this Sabbath day. And strengthen us in the areas that we need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Give me just a second, brothers and sisters. Open Sister Powell line. Amen. Sister Powell? Okay, Sister Powell, my computer is spinning around and around. So thank you, Brother Ricardo, for this message, the blessing that we all had tonight. And let me see. I cannot open the line for my brothers and sisters because my computer is spinning. But we want to thank Brother Ricardo for bringing us this message tonight. And I myself, Brother Ricardo, the message touched my heart. And there was one of your message. I had a question, but I will have to go back, and I don't really know which one. But the message last week, that was very powerful. I really went over a lot of that. I'm not done yet. But that message, and it was saying, brothers and sisters, I don't know if you was on last week, but that message is, what is the mystery of God? So if anyone liked the scriptures, I think I have them all. But that was a powerful message. But let me see if Brother Ricardo can hear me. Brother Ricardo, can you hear me?
Yes, my sister, I can hear you.
Okay, well, bless. Good. Well, we want to just thank you once again for bringing us this message, and we thank all the brothers and sisters that joined us from all the other countries, and we thank every brother and sister because we are here to learn what God wants us who and what he wants us to be and how he wants us to love him and keep his word. So you have brought it to us clear, and God get the glory for this, Brother Ricardo. We thank you so much. May God bless you and your family. And I will not be able to play anything because my computer is spinning. But brothers and sisters, we're going to thank you for coming and joining us tonight. And we will be on next on Sunday. And if you'd like to join in on Sunday, same time, you can come and join. And Brother Akeem is the speaker on Sunday. So may God bless, and y'all have a happy Sabbath. And have a peaceful and a blessed rest tonight, okay? So God bless, and you all be blessed tonight, amen? So good night, brothers and sisters. I won't play anything because my computer is down. So thank you very much, and y'all have a blessed night. Bye-bye. It won't shut down. Okay, honey, you snore. So, brothers and sisters, my computer will not shut down right now. So, brothers and sisters, God bless. You can shut your hang your phone up, but I will hang up now. Good night. Bye-bye.